Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Durbin. I'm calling from North Surveys. We're conducting a brief, very important survey about issues facing Miami-Dade County. And please have a few minutes of your time to participate in the survey. Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. But you were talking so fast, I didn't understand what you were saying.
I'm calling from North Surveys. It's a professional public opinion research firm. We're conducting a very important survey about issues facing Miami-Dade County. May I have a couple minutes of your time to participate in the survey?
Sure.
Excellent. Now, to be sure, we have a representative sample. Can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, or between 30 and 39?
30 and 39.
Thank you. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home but whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else's?
Yes, I do. I have two.
Thank you.
Under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each of these, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you have never heard of them, just let me know. Now, the first one is Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust. Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't heard of them.
Thank you. The Children's Trust?
Of course, yes.
Yes, okay. Now, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
Favorable opinion.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, the United Way of Miami-Dade County.
Yes, very favorable.
So you know them. That was a question.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. and you already gave me the answer to the next one. Thank you. And have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when you search for information about programs and services for your children under your care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? Ask my child's doctor, call the 211 helpline, use an app on your smartphone, online community, which is WhatsApp or Facebook groups, or ask a friend or family member, visit a specific website, ask my child's teacher, childcare, search the internet using something like Google or other.
I use several, Google, social media, and community.
Thank you. I just had to choose one. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Now we are going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular. And for this survey, we'll be talking about the Children's Trust, okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to be typing this in a little box. Earlier, you said that you have a very favorable opinion of the Children's Trust. In a few words, can you tell me why you feel this way?
Because they have a lot of resources for children.
Okay, just a moment. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, how have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? Did you learn from by your child's school? Your own children or grandchildren took part in the program funded by the Children's Trust? Or a friend?
My school.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
Yes, I have.
Thank you. And where did you search for information about the Children's Trust funded program?
I guess I'll say Google. I Googled Children's Trust. I guess that.
Yes, that's an answer. Thank you.
Okay.
And have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Thank you. And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
Oh, positive impact.
Very, very positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. Now, in your own words again, I'm going to be typing this in. When considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has made in the community?
Educational resources for children.
Okay, just a moment. Thank you very much for that answer. Now, next, I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. Now, the Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes, with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Now, knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
A very favorable opinion.
Thank you. And again, in your own words, the question is why?
Because our community is in need of several resources to be able to go to, and the Children's Trust has a lot on all categories, in all categories. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm still typing in where it says resources. So because our community is in need of a lot of resources, and what did you say after that?
Oh, our community is in need of a lot of resources, and Children's Trust offers several different type of resources.
Just a moment. Thank you very much for that answer. Awesome. So now, prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County?
Yes, I already knew that.
Okay, thank you. And have you ever heard of or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Now, where have you mostly seen or heard advertising about the Children's Trust? Television, radio, buses?
Oh, I'm sorry, magazines.
Magazines? Okay, thank you.
Yes, or flyers.
Or flyers, thank you. Now, when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you mostly use frequently? Radio, online, social media, magazines, newspaper, or television?
Online.
Online, thank you. And we are almost done with the survey. We just have a few more questions for classification purposes only. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Hispanic, Latino, or Cuban? Or Haitian, or other?
Black.
Thank you. Now, which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Anglo, black, or African-American, correct?
African-American.
Thank you. And what is your marital status? Are you single, not married, or divorced or separated, married or living with a partner, or something else?
Single.
Thank you. And do you own or do you rent your current residence? Thank you. And how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 10 to 20 years? Or more than 20 years?
42 years.
So more than 20 years. Thank you. And what is your annual? And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25? Between 25 and 50? Between 50 and 75? Between 75 and 100? Between 100 and 150?
25 and 50.
Thank you. And may I please have your zip code?
33142.
Thank you. And what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Do you live in the Northeast Miami-Dade, Northwest Miami-Dade, or South Miami-Dade?
North Miami-Dade. No, I don't live in North. I guess this is considered Northwest Miami-Dade.
Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation on the survey. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care.
Thank you. I hope I helped you. Enjoy your evening.
Sure did. You as well. Bye-bye. Thank you. Jesus, just...